Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God is in the miracle working business. Praise God. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you could join me today. And I just feel led of the Lord this week that God just wants to minister to His people. And we've talked about the Lord being our sanctuary. It says that in the 8th chapter of Isaiah, that He will be a sanctuary for us. And we were looking yesterday at the passage of Scripture found in the Gospel of Luke, the 10th chapter. And it's a very familiar passage of Jesus coming to the home of Martha and Mary. And Martha was busy in the kitchen preparing things for the guests, and she is getting stressed and upset, and she comes to the Lord and she says, "Lord, Mary's just sitting there. Would you have her get up and help me? I'm doing this all by myself." Which, you know, when you're really busy, that would be sort of a normal response. But Jesus, He wasn't rebuking her for what she was doing, but He wanted her to reflect on priorities. What were the important things? Was it unimportant that Martha was doing what she was doing? No, of course not. In fact, nobody'd be eating if she didn't. But again, there was a timing for it. Perhaps if it was just a few minutes to hear some of the things that Jesus would say, and then there'd be a right time to get up and prepare whatever the meal or whatever had to be done. And that's so true in our lives, beloved. We need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to let Him guide us throughout our day, moment by moment, and be so aware of Him as much as we can. Let me just share verses 41 and 42. Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things," or anxious. That's that word for careful, if you will. "But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." And I feel the Holy Spirit has just sort of impressed my heart that there are many who need to do that very thing. Just you need a break. You need to kind of get away. You may not physically be able to get away. For all of us to be able to go on vacation or take a long walk or just do something that's relaxing. Many times, while I believe the Sabbath principle is very important, that regardless of what day it works for you, because every day is holy to the Lord, where you can rest and just have a time of recreation for your spirit, your soul, and your body. And it's not a legalistic thing. I mean, for ministers, my goodness, I mean, for years when we had a local church, that's the busiest, most demanding day of the year, a Sunday. So Brother Glass and I years ago would take Monday off. It doesn't matter the day as much as the principle. And yet there are times we can't do that. Sometimes the day just is so demanding and there's so much going on and you just feel exhausted by the end of the day. Well, you need to take quiet times just for yourself. Take a hot bath or whatever it is that would relax you. For guys, go out and work in the garage, whatever it is. And so the Holy Spirit also just prompted my heart to say that it's so easy when we are being pressed out of measure to forget a very basic and a very simple thing. And that is to be grateful and to be thankful, to rejoice and to praise God. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God tells us that we should be rejoicing through every battle, regardless of what the circumstances might be. But when we stand back or sit down and we fail to rejoice, not for our circumstances, but in the Lord, when we actually do that, we're quenching the Holy Spirit. I've found that the Holy Spirit is never in a bad mood. He's very joyous, and he has a wonderful way of encouraging us. If we're sensitive enough, he can even make us laugh. That's what he wants to do. Some of you need to laugh, I'm telling you. The joy of the Lord is your strength, beloved. And we don't want to quench the Holy Spirit, but we can actually do that if we just stay down in the pit of despair and despondency, because actually what that represents, a lack of being grateful or unthankful or thankful to the Lord, if we are unthankful, it's a state of unbelief. Think about this, in the faithfulness of our Lord. Is he not faithful? Then that alone should give you peace and reason to rejoice. And through the agency of fear, beloved, Satan robs so many of God's children of their victorious life in Christ. Look in the very beginning of the book, Adam, in Genesis. They sinned. He hid his face from the Lord because of fear. Adam said to God, when he looked for Adam, Adam responded, I was afraid and hid myself. Beloved, every time you listen to the devil, your reward will be fear. But Jesus has told us not to let our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What are the fruits of fear, beloved? He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. What are the fruits of fear? Well, I'm just going to list a few of them. Think about them. And if you're in any of these states, well, basically they're versions of fear. And the fruit of fear, doubt, timidity, superstition, loneliness, worry, anxiety, suspicion, hesitancy, depression. Beloved, all of those will undermine your peace and bring anxiety and cause a state of distress in your soul and your spirit. Fear, like anger, produces emotional instability. And God does not want us unstable. He wants us to rest in him. Let's hear the word of the Lord in Scripture. Psalm 90, verse 1, a prayer of Moses. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Look at the beautiful Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Run there right now, beloved. If you're not, you know, at work or driving or doing something, just go there in the Spirit. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. The truth of the word of God shall be as a shield of faith that will quench every fiery dart. Right now, run to the shelter of the Almighty. Hide under his wings, beloved. You know, God wants us to just experience his presence right now. Father, I pray that, Lord, you will just bring that one who's anxious, who's troubled, bring them under the shelter of the Almighty. Cover them with your feathers, Lord. Let them feel the warmth of your presence, the warmth of your wings around about them. Beloved, fear not. I am your God, and I won't fail you. Even though you cannot see a way to be made, even though you do not understand how this will work out, I say to you, beloved, all is well. Trust in me, for I will make a way for you. I comfort you and strengthen you even now. Give me your burdens. They are too great to carry yourself. And I would take them from you, and I would cause you to know that I will make a way, even where there seems to be no way. I will cause, yea, the mouth of the lion to be shut. And even now, as you look to me, as you trust in me, as you acknowledge me, I shall give you strength of mind. I shall give you peace of heart. I shall give you divine wisdom, and I shall show you what way to walk. I will give you the answers, the wisdom, the guidance, the direction you need. So fear not, but trust in me, says your God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father. You know, another area the Lord has just placed on my heart, aside from being thankful, and that is the power of your words. You know, without the word, there was nothing created that was created. Without a man's word being his bond and keeping his word, whether it's difficult or not, he's untrustworthy to God first and second to all those around him. Jesus is the Logos of God. He is the Word of God. And your word, beloved, is a promise. It's an assurance. It's a pledge. It's an agreement. It's a word of honor, of undertaking. And we need to keep our words. If we don't keep our words with our fellow man, well, beloved, we're useless to God, for we can't be trusted. God is faithful to his word, and he's looking for people who will not only be honorable spiritually, but naturally. If one makes a promise, that promise had better be kept. God is a God of his word, and he expects us to be the same. And if you've given your word, beloved, as much as is possible, live up to it, even if you wish you hadn't given it, because God will, he will hold you accountable if you don't. Too many Christians today are word worthless. God has planted his seed in you, his word. You are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, blood of his blood. We're not only called sons in the Bible, but we're called friends. Jesus said in John 15:14, "You're my friends if you do what I command you. I call you servants no longer. A servant doesn't know what his master is about, but I've called you friends because I've disclosed everything that I've heard from my Father." So, beloved, I guess those are the words for today. Be thankful and keep your word. Praise God. Well, I love you, and I thank the Lord for this time that we share together every day. If you're new to the broadcast, we're heard Monday through Friday on this station at the same time. Praise God. And if any time you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But now, as always, I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. Sometimes the burdens are just too heavy to bear alone. There's power in agreement. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.